water, and it was then absolutely fine. The water was put back on for drinking in the pump room, but no swimming. So something that Bath was very well known for and famous for, from 1978 till 2006, it didn't happen. And then in 2006, this new spa opened, and that's what you can go in now and take advantage of the Bath water. But interestingly, they cool the water now by about 25%, so it's about 36 degrees, something like that. It's a beautiful temperature, but they recommend that, you know, actually staying even for 2 hours in water that's 45 degrees is not that healthy for you. So they cool it now. Now, you can imagine there was a lot of controversy and difficulty getting the right building. And of course, the architect who did eventually do this is called Nicholas Grimshaw. And he had to fit a 21st century spa into these 18th century buildings. So there was a lot of problems. He said, oh, we've got to have a huge change. But now I think it's really nice. And this here, the hot bath, is for treatment. You know, you can have all the modern treatments. And on the top, there's sort of glass, that's an open air pool. And then there's steam rooms, and at the bottom there's another pool with a big jacuzzi and everything. So it's a really, really nice experience. When we finish the tour, you can just pop in and say, could you have a quick look round? I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
So is that connected to
Yeah, they're all part of Bath, what they call Thermal Bath Spa. Yeah, they're all owned by the same company. Yeah.
It's like a private company, no?
It is, yeah. But the council still have overall control. Really, all this area grew up around this hot water. It's just in a very small area. And then when we start going out of that, there's no more sign of it. So, for example, when you see the writing on the side of that building, the Hetling pump room, that was another pump room that was made as a sort of extension pump room. As I said before, that was built in this building is a chapel and it belongs to a 12th century, it's called St. John's Hospital. Actually, it wasn't really a hospital as we know it today. It's more what we call almshouses, where poor people could come, they could stay, they would get near to the bath for a cure, but it was a simple sort of lodging houses, really. And so all this area is water.
A tutaj to jest ta i ta część chyba jest stara.